I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today.
On my fix-up life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
So, Mark, how are you doing today?
I was watching the DaVinci Roofscapes commercial.
Yes.
And it's hot today.
Yes, it is.
It was hot the day we shot that.
Yes, it was August.
That whole month was hot, except for when it was gushing rain, which it gushed most of that month.
I think that your last name is Clement, and you always look for the most inclement weather.
Whenever
to do
a roof.
It has to be, like, boiling hot, or it has to be, like, some kind of blizzard
weather,
or something.
Some weather extreme. But the difference in that house, and this isn't to talk about Da Vinci as much as we're dyed in the wool for those guys, it's the change that I was looking at. The difference between
The before and after.
The gray asphalt, blah, blah, every roof in the world, same color, to that was a big, hot change.
It is a big, hot change.
And same thing inside the house.
Yes.
Which we are talking with Lori Lazure, the interior design community and customized walls, about the question trending in the design community. Is wallpaper making a comeback?
I say yes. Not just because I own customized walls. I mean, I saw it coming much further, much before I even started the company. I was reading trade magazines. I was watching it come on every, you know, home decor show. You know, I think people got sick of beige and, you know, those walls you want to keep neutral and decided they wanted some personality, some style, something different. And I think wallpaper is it.
I think so, too. And my question, though, you know, because wallpaper allows – there's new technology with wallpaper, which I want to talk about, with all the different things that you can do with it now that maybe not everybody knows yet. But, you know, the whole pop of color, which is kind of like a drinking game I've heard of people watch HGTV.
Huh.
Every time someone says pop of color, they have to take a drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, going the evolution of that pop of color from just being a color to, like, trying to do stripes and different kinds of things with paint, but then wallpaper allows you to do so much more with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was an evolution. I think people, you know, when I grew up, my parents had wallpaper. It was really gross. And then our generation, we grew up, we said, you know, I don't want that. I don't want this overly stylized space. I want something more calming, more neutral. And television shows were telling us, keep it neutral so you can sell and you don't have a problem later on. And then slowly people got, oh, put an accent wall in, put a little pop of color here, put, you know, and then that, I didn't think bored people after a while. And and they decided, you know, let's do pattern. Let's do something crazy. And I think the temporary or the removable stuff is perfect for that because it's not such a huge commitment.
Now, the removable temporary wallpaper is such a cool idea, and I'm glad that they have it because it kind of feeds the need for people that live in apartments, in dorm rooms, kids' rooms, that whole thing where you can't keep things up that you want for a
change
long time.
It's inevitable. And it's short term.
Yes.
You know, school year, 3 to 5 years old, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to change it.
Yeah. They get into different things. They're into different colors. I mean, my daughter has been through loving the Wiggles, loving Webkinz, loving, you know, every, you know, toy, and then she's really obsessed with it, and then she hates it. She doesn't want
right.
it.
So how often are you doing wallpaper in your house?
Quite a bit, unfortunately. I want to say that's unfortunate because we do it for pictures, too, so.
So you have a home and a design studio and a photo studio and a workshop.
Yes.
All in the same, like, spare bedroom.
No, we have it all spread out, plus we actually have a location off-site that does a lot of printing, and so we're kind of bigger than that, but we're experimenting all the time and trying different things. You know, this whole thing really struck me when I was actually removing wallpaper. I thought, I took off a piece in my daughter's room, and I pulled it off, and it was great. It was like, came off no problem, and I was like, I could do this myself, you know? So I actually attempted it, and it was the worst week of my life.
Wow.
August, and I was steaming and scraping and washing for a week solid. I mean, a week solid.
Well, you know, that's like the question that was like the most popular question probably like 15 years ago that I would hear about is like, how do you remove wallpaper? And that's that whole trading spaces thing. I don't think there was very many episodes where they didn't either talk about painting over wallpaper or trying to remove it. It was a thing. And now it's nice that wallpaper is making a trend back because you're seeing people putting it in and all these actors on all of the shows.
And it's nice. Like, it's not this...
It's not your grandmother's wallpaper.
Like, you know, crazy, you walk in and immediately have to take a glycerin pill because you're having a nervous breakdown.
Right.
You know, oh my God, there's 4,000 flowers in here.
Okay, right. So guys, people that are listening and watching, go to Customized Walls right now and check out all the beautiful patterns. There's bold patterns, there's geometrics, there's all kind of really modern stuff. And there's also a lot of cool looks that kind of go with an old house look, too, if you're going for that really detailed stuff.
Right, pop of color.
Pop
of color. Another thing. So let me hold on a second. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. What backing up a little bit, what now in 2014 is wallpaper to you? Because we've got temporary stuff. We've got stuff with texture. Cripes, you watch a football game on the weekends and you've got those are they fathead decals?
Fatheads, yep.
No, like they're gigantic. They're so big that I think they're wallpaper.
Yeah.
But what is it to you, the interior design community, and Customized Walls? Where do you land on that?
You know, I think that it's design. You know, we talk to designers all the time with the interior design community, and they're as excited about it as we are. You know, it's great for renters, it's great for students, but it's also great for homeowners who don't want to pull it down and don't want to replace drywall if it, you know, takes out the drywall.
Right.
So having that sort of custom look, and you can change colors, you know, that kind of thing is really important, I think, to designers because they can get exactly what they want. I mean, how many times have you, like, looked through wallpaper book after wallpaper book not getting the right thing? Now, because these digital small runs of wallpaper, not just Customized Walls, but a number of companies do it, you can get exactly what you want. You can get the exact right color as your paint color, you know, that changes everything.
And you did that for us for a show that we did a makeover for this past year.
Oh, you provided some.
And
awesome.
Yes, it was absolutely gorgeous. And we used it in some different ways, too, throughout the space.
Well, we also had one of our ace carpenters install it, and I walked in there while he was doing it with a camera. He said, do not. I am a carpenter. Do not take a picture of me with this. He was there for hours.
Well, it was because he didn't want somebody then asking him to
put in wallpaper.
For, he wanted, you know, to.
Yeah, that's
well,
a sub out.
I saw you on that show putting in wallpaper.
Yeah. But can you wallpaper over wallpaper?
You know, I don't recommend it because you're, you know, depending on the material itself, it's still going to do that show through, and a lot of wallpapers have those ugly seams, and you're going to just see it as you put your wallpaper on top of it. So it's not something I recommend, but if you're in a tough situation where you just can't take it down for whatever reason, you know, I do recommend putting some paint over it or something to kind of smooth out the surface first and then go in with another wallpaper.
Wow.
I don't know. Want to arm wrestle for it?
In the 2 minutes we have left or so, we tried to remove wallpaper in our 100-year-old house, and I touched a corner of it, and the whole room fell down.
Plaster walls.
It was a disaster.
It was really hard. But one thing I've seen, too, is that people using wallpaper horizontally. instead of vertically.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go with getting a really long print run of a custom wallpaper, you could like go around the whole room without even having to have very many.
I'd go over the windows and doors.
Yeah. And seams are a problem. I mean, no one likes seams. And that's kind of one of the things our product does, is that you overlap instead of put it together, and it just kind of fades away. It doesn't really look like seams, which is also pretty cool.
So in the couple minutes that we have left, what should we be expecting next in wallpaper? Like what is the up and coming, so that Mark and I are totally in the know?
Well, you know that the digital wallpaper small short runs are going to come, and not just my company, but a lot of companies are going to be doing these small short runs of designer stuff. So, shorter amounts of it, but right on trend, right in the moment, using local artists, using, designers to help create really specific sort of looks. And I think that that's going to grow and grow and grow. I mean, digital is really kind of coming into everything, fabrics, wallpaper, all over the place. So expect that.
That sounds
fun.
That makes it so much easier to figure out what you want to do, especially if you just want to do one wall or you want to do just one small room to be able to.
Now I have another question. You're renovating your house. You've done an addition. You've refinished your basement. New drywall is in there. No paint yet.
Yeah.
Can we wallpaper right over that? Or do you have to put some like prime in or something?
I would prime it because you want to be able to pull it off. And sometimes that paper is easier to come off than paint. So the paint provides a surface that when you peel it off, it just comes right off and you don't have to have any damage. So
right. The paper on the drywall, you mean?
Yeah. The paper on the drywall might pull the paper.
Right.
It's all about keeping your drywall in good condition,
Yes. That
helps.
That's a very thoughtful tip.
So keep yourselves in good condition and keep your houses in good condition with new style, new color that will just blow you away. Lori Lazur from Customized Walls.
Go to the website.
Check her out. Check her out on Twitter at Customized Walls, Facebook too, and Google Plus, where you can also check out a YouTube video of this interview. See ya!
Thanks, Lori. Wasn't supposed to become